Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee karup, guten tag, ja weevi va kat bang, half a day, jai janendra, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan. From under my radiation protective desk on the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison kilitary industrial core poor nation in the cheese-covered post-constitutional bankster bankrupt corruptocracy mocracy criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, home of Uncle Salmonella, where they sure eat a lot of dead animal body parts. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And what a beautiful time of year. It makes me just want for a moment to escape the thoughts of the eco-terrorists like BP, GE, KFC, and just really enjoy spring springing, birds singing, flowers flowering, warm breezes blowing, a reminder of just how hospitable this planet can be. Heaven on Earth. If we know how to keep it that way, go vegan. Why do we need to launch spaceships into the heavens looking for a place where we can live when we can live right here on Mother Earth? If we live a sustainable life, go vegan. Huh? Why do we blast rockets into space looking for other beings when, there's such a grand, miraculous mosaic of life here from the ant to the elephant? I don't know. Do you think any creatures in space would welcome us after seeing how we treat all the other species here on Earth, from the ant to the elephant? Nope. They would come to the conclusion that we are crazy without having to have seen one episode of The Glenn Beck Show. And with Glenn Beck, it just keeps getting crazier all the time. He announced this week that he has a health challenge, and he is caving in to the advice, and he is going to go vegan. Oh, I don't know if we want him on our side. Although, he doesn't exactly characterize it as that. He says he's going to try that extreme hippie diet. Glenn hasn't gone vegan yet, so he's still operating in his crazy world where eating apples, broccoli, lentils is extreme. Eating someone's brain, tongue, or liver isn't. But all that's going to change, Glenn Beck, because when you go vegan, you can never go back. And if you think you will, I will just have my vegan friend Mike Tyson have a talk with you. Don't worry. That's not a threat. Mike Tyson has gone vegan. He says he's renounced violence. He said that eating meat made him crazy. So, you're going to have your own excuse there, Glenn Beck. And I know you're doing it for health right now, but pretty soon you'll be out there with us protesting against fur and circuses and hunting and rodeos and animal experimentation. You are going to find new ways to be pro-life, Glenn Beck. Why don't you join us this week? It's World Week for Animals in Laboratories. There are demonstrations going on tomorrow, Monday, April 25th. For example, at UC Berkeley, noon to 2, at Oxford, at University Avenue, at UC Davis, 11:30 a.m. at the campus cafeteria, and also tomorrow, Monday, April 25th, at UCLA, 11:30 a.m. meet at the corner of LeConte and Westwood Boulevard. Glenn, if you want to learn what a scam animal experimentation is, listen to my show from last weekend at goveganradio.org. If you want to save billions of dollars for the budget and human life, you have come to the right place. Let's include the bunny in our circle of compassion, okay? Glenn, after you are vegan for a while, I'm sure that you will be wanting to point out to your audience how insane it is for people to eat dead pigs to celebrate the life of Jesus. Don't worry, you can still thump the Bible. You'll just have to pump the thump of Genesis book 1 verse 29, where God says, eat only what grows from the earth. And yes, you can be a fundamentalist Christian on Jesus, Glenn, given even the Pope said that Jesus wouldn't eat the Passover lamb because Rabbi Jesus was an Essene Jew, and Essenes were vegans who didn't even wear animal skins. So, yes, with that ham, everyone celebrating the life of Jesus with a meal he wouldn't approve, yet the day before Easter is the biggest sales day at that place. What's that place called? Bee vomit glazed pig cadaver? What is it? Honey baked ham. Yes, that's what it is. All those little people, those round people rolling in, rolling out with those body bags and rolling toward being in the body bags themselves. Come on, if Glenn Beck can go vegan, you can certainly go vegan, right? And you know how Glenn Beck decided he could do it? It was easy. He was leafing through the pages of Veg News, and he saw a picture of a burger, and he said, "Wow, I can eat that." Well, as it turns out, he probably was eating just that. Did you hear this one? This one about Veg News? It's crazier than Glenn Beck. It's crazier than Glenn Beck going vegan. It's even crazier than the thought of Glenn Beck not being crazy anymore. It was reported in the New York Times, CNN, elsewhere, Veg News was using photographs of real meat to illustrate its vegan recipes. It used what it's supposed to be against to show what it's for. I can't wrap my brain cannot go to this place. I don't understand it. You know, blaming the high cost of photography, Veg News publishers have made vegans the laughing stock by their use of chicken stock photography. The vegan rib recipe, yes, looked so much like animal ribs. Why? Because it was animal ribs, with the bones photoshopped out of the picture. I really can't think of a worse case of pornography ever. Bodies being used for profit that way. Dead bodies. You know, obviously, without consent, murder victims misrepresented as cruelty-free meals. Now, a vegan meal is the true cruelty-free happy meal. Is there any difference between McDonald's representing chopped-up murder victims as happy meals or Veg News representing chopped-up murder victims as happy meals? I don't get it here. And what shocks me is the apparent unevolved speciesist thinking of the publishers of Veg News, who, like any animal exploitation industry or consumer of animal products, must think of animals as commodities, things to be used. In this case, things to misrepresent, even after their death. I don't know. Veg News has gotten me to drool and salivate over that which I find most repulsive. And I resent it greatly. I feel, really, kind of right now, I feel like gagging. It makes me feel dirty, like I have to take a shower right now and gargle with tea tree oil. Very bizarre. Are these people real vegans? That's my question. I want to pull a Donald Trump here. You know, he's a birther. Call me a cholesteroler, okay? I want to see the cholesterol records of Veg News publishers Joe Connolly and Colleen Holland. Real vegans would have drawn stick figure veggie burgers before using pictures of real meat. Also, I am tired of reading labels, and when I pick up a vegan magazine, I expect ingredients to be meatless and cruelty-free. Too bad Veg News cannot honestly print the statement, "No animals were harmed," in the publication of this magazine. Although Joe and Colleen apparently now seem to have found their conscience, now that they have found so many cancellations, I still want to see the cholesterol records. This is strike two. They used meat in their magazine, and inexplicably, they attack the kind, caring, compassionate people who have built Loving Hut into the world's largest chain of vegan restaurants. Well, that was a low point in journalism from Veg News until this new matching low point in journalism. Two strikes. I think a heartfelt apology to Supreme Master Qinghai and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association and Loving Hut would be appropriate now, too, now that Veg News has found its conscience once again. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, bob@goveganradio.com. Coming up, Will Tuttle, author of the number one Amazon bestseller, The World Peace Diet. Coming up, singer-musician Radlene Getzik with some great vegan animal rights music. And on Earth Day weekend, Mother Earth would like to thank Shirley Wilkes Johnson, the beloved vegan visionary and animal rights pioneer of Texas, who just left planet Earth at the age of 73, living her last 27 years as a vegan. Mother Earth thanks Shirley for what she saved and whom she saved over those 27 years. For not eating meat or dairy, Shirley saved 8,370,000 gallons of water growing food. She contributed 0% to the 51% of climate-changing global warming gas emissions from meat and dairy. And for not eating beef in cattle country, she saved 16 million gallons of water and about 2,000 gallons of gasoline. She also saved 27 acres of trees. And the 2,700 animals she saved directly by not eating them are waving her into heaven right now. Shirley wanted to be here for the party celebrating the closing of the last slaughterhouse. Let's make that day come more quickly for Shirley. Go vegan. Convince others to go vegan, too. And please support this show with a tax-deductible donation. For archives and podcasts and to donate online, go to goveganradio.org.
We got something for you who don't want meat. A natural soy product and a tasty treat. It's tofurkey. That's what I said, tofurkey. There's tofurkey roast deli slices too. They have tofurkey sausage, even jerky to chew. We admit the name is kind of quirky, but once you taste it, you'll love tofurkey, tofurkey. Come on, give it a try. It's tofurkey. See us at tofurkey.com. T-O-F-U-R-K-Y, tofurkey. Wherever quality natural foods are sold.
You'll love Loving Hut, the fastest-growing chain of vegan restaurants ever, now with over 200 worldwide, the first one in North America in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford students and faculty have one at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. Visit lovinghut.us for the location near you, including three in San Francisco, Oak Ridge Mall in San Jose, and Elk Grove. You'll love Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. VeganEssentials.com, your award-winning online vegan superstore with over 1,200 different all-vegan products in stock. From food to footwear, personal care to household items, it's all there at VeganEssentials.com. Enter GVR for Go Vegan Radio in the coupon box for your 10% discount on all orders over $50. Limited time only, VeganEssentials.com. Call 866-88-VEGAN, vegan owned and operated, VeganEssentials.com. Enter GVR in the coupon box for 10% off now. What you want is at VeganEssentials.com.
We don't eat chickens, we pet chickens.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, animal liberation, media infiltration, broadcasting for over 10 years now. We have to purchase the airtime. Free speech is expensive. You can support the program with a tax-deductible donation. Make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147, or donate online at goveganradio.org. Well, Will Tuttle, Ph.D., has been a frequent guest on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Why? Because he has written one of the best books ever on veganism, The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony, the number one Amazon bestseller. It really connects the dots among our culture, our food, and our societal problems, and it offers solutions. Dr. Tuttle is the recipient of the Peace Abbey's Courage of Conscience Award. His PhD is from UC Berkeley. Will is a former Zen Buddhist monk, also a talented musician. You can find his CDs on the website, worldpeacediet.org, where you also find the beautiful animal artwork from his wife, Madeline.
And, well, you, as I've been telling you, I'm on a mission now to replace the irreplaceable Shirley Wilkes Johnson, who passed away last week. That means we need to inspire maybe 10, maybe 100, 1,000 people to go vegan right now and become activists for the cause. And that's why I'm interested in the World Peace Diet Facilitator Training Program. And welcome to the show again, Will.
Thank you, Bob. I'm delighted to be here, and I think you're absolutely right about Shirley Wilkes Johnson. You know, we were quite honored to work with her over the years in Houston and through the radio show and through giving lectures and promoting the vegan message. And I think you're right. We're going to need another few hundred or thousand activists to fill those big shoes that she wore in Texas.
Yeah, those big non-leather cruelty-free boots that she wore in cow country,
right.
No less, deep in the heart of Texas.
Right.
Shirley was the heart of Texas. And on the memorial program last week on Vegan World Radio on KPFT in Houston and veganworldradio.org, your comments were touching and eloquent as usual. And me, I just cried like a Baynor. Like the weeper of the house. But so how do we replace her? Tell me about the facilitator program that you have.
Right. Well, we just decided to go ahead and launch this soon. It hasn't actually launched yet, but we are working on getting it ready. And it's an 8-week training in the World Peace Diet, intended for people who would like to be facilitators of the World Peace Diet and put on study groups or to, in other ways, spread the message of veganism in the United States or around the world. We just finished up, actually, an 8-week class that I was giving live to people, and we had people from all over the world, actually, sign up for that. It went very, very well, and we have now a whole new crop of World Peace Diet facilitators going forth, and the new version of it is that it's self-paced, so anyone can sign up at any time if they're so inspired. You just go to our website, worldpeacediet.org, and we have a link there already for people to sign up if they're interested, but I think probably in a week or two at the most, we'll have the whole thing ready to go, and people can go on, and it's basically 8 lessons. Each one goes into different aspects of veganism, of thriving as a vegan, but more importantly, I think, than that, or part of that anyway, is becoming more effective at spreading the vegan message. And I think the most beneficial thing anyone can do, really, is to understand what is the core of veganism, how we can transform our lives to live the values of compassion and kindness and health and inclusion and sustainability and freedom and so forth, and also to be effective at spreading this message to other people, because I think if we are not successful in spreading the vegan message in our culture, we will probably never, as a species, mature sufficiently to be able to actually care for this earth and her beautiful creatures and ourselves sufficiently to be able to survive here. We're acting incredibly immaturely, I think, in the sense of just devastating, killing, using the resources and the animals. And a lot of it is really the profit motive behind things and people's unwillingness to really look behind the curtain. So I think there's a lot of good evidence that people are awakening, and the World Peace Diet Facilitator Training is a great way to do, I think, a grassroots effort, you know, to go forth, because people are doing this. They're giving World Peace Diet study groups in communities around North America, now in Canada, now in Europe, in Australia, South Africa, New Zealand, other places. So I think this is the way it's going to go. It's a grassroots movement all the way, and we're just delighted to be part of it.
Excellent. Well, I highly recommend it, and people will be learning from the master lecturer, because no one is more effective in really defining what veganism is and the importance of it than Dr. Will Tuttle, who is with us here today. Now, Will, when you've been on shows recently, I mean, most recently you were on because you and I were both so upset about Veg News and an attack on Supreme Master Ching Hai and her followers, and something that we felt was harmful to the vegan movement, and these are people doing wonderful work, including opening up the most vegan restaurants around the world, Loving Hut, and that was incomprehensible to us. And now we find that the time you're on the show again, Veg News is embroiled in controversy. Again.
Right, Bob. I know. It was really sad to see. I think that everybody knows now, and it was even in the New York Times. I read it there. It was broken originally, a story on a vegan blog, and Veg News was sort of caught red-handed using pictures of real meat and dairy products and passing them off as being vegan burgers or vegan hot dogs or vegan mac and cheese and vegan soups, when actually they were chicken and beef and pork and so forth. And so there was a real outcry from people all over the place. I mean, it wasn't just vegans. A lot of vegans were obviously upset that we were sort of, in a sense, deceived to be looking at, being told that these were pictures of vegan foods and sort of salivating over how delicious they looked, when in actuality
they were
actually the flesh of animals. But even people, you know, who are eating animal foods were also surprised, and I think, unfortunately, started laughing at the whole vegan movement, in a sense, saying, well, now look at this. I mean, they can't make food tasty enough that's vegan, so they have to make pictures of meat.
We can make food tasty enough, but we can't illustrate that food.
Right.
We had to illustrate, and in some ways, I mean, I feel like I have to take a shower or gargle with Lavoris for drooling over these supposed vegan recipes, but they were actually, animals, dead animals. And so it's really hard to imagine that a vegan magazine would have animal ingredients, could you imagine if Loving Hut put pictures of meat on its restaurant windows to attract customers inside to eat vegan food? I mean, it's just the strangest thing. My mind is boggled here.
Well, yeah, exactly. It is. And for me, I've always basically been involved, actually, with Veg News from the very beginning, writing articles and so forth. When they did that so-called expose of Supreme Master Ching Hai and the Loving Hut, really, and her association, the community of people that I know very, very well over 15 years of working with them to help spread the vegan message and traveling around and so forth, I suddenly was really shocked that they would write an article that was so not only negative toward this group of people who are working amazingly hard and very nobly, from my point of view, deception. Yeah, right. Well, they did it. It was deceptive, and I the more I looked into what they actually wrote, and I really researched it over about a two-month period, I realized that it was basically all deceptive. It was not true. It was really lies that were foisted on the readership. So I felt it was a deliberately deceptive article that they wrote, and it was really, in many ways, a betrayal of the trust of the readers who are naturally turning to Veg News, trusting them that they're providing something that's vegan in the sense of something that's promoting kindness, compassion, honesty, and nonviolence. And then we asked them, and a lot of people asked them. I mean, I know they personally, they got, I'm sure, hundreds of letters from people asking them to print an apology and to give a more accurate view. And instead of that, in the next issue, which they could, so the September issue was the original article, and then they skipped an issue, which they have to do because of production, and then the following issue, which was January, they published really a second slap in the face to the Loving Hut chain and to everyone by refusing to print an apology and actually putting in an equal number of letters that were apparently condemning Loving Hut as a cult, again, which is utterly ridiculous. And it's some of them were anonymous, which to me doesn't have much journalistic integrity and kind of implies that whoever wrote these thinks that they're maybe in danger, which again is absurd. I've spent so much time with these people, and the work they're doing is so wonderful. And I was just actually invited down to Cancun not too long ago, where they were working very hard from about 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night every day. They're the only ones there promoting veganism and plant-based eating as a solution to global warming. And we've been working with them, putting on lectures in cities around the country. They have over 200 vegan restaurants. And to know these people and see how hard they work and how selflessly they're working to help raise consciousness and bring more compassion to the world, and then to see them, you know, insulted and
they were basically
and over again
trashed.
By,
you know, they were trashed. Yeah. These are people who do disaster relief, hundreds of thousands of free vegan meals to
right.
Haitian earthquake victims,
right.
Supreme Master TV, a support of Go Vegan right. with Bob Linden. So that was really disgraceful, and now we find more disgraceful behavior from Veg News in, I mean, it's very bizarre that the deception using animals to illustrate vegan recipes, but they've apologized again kind of begrudgingly, but never really did the apology to the Supreme Master International Association and Loving Hut. But what do you think of this apology? And we have maybe 3 minutes left, Will.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, and it's ironic, and then just literally, now here it is just in April, just a couple of months later, and suddenly they're really caught in deception, which from my point of view is going on in a sense in a more serious way with the Loving Hut series of articles. And and originally they refused to apologize about that, about the photography incident, but simply because they were forced to, you know, the New York Times, apparently also CNN, many, many readers were just outraged, and so they did issue an apology. And however, I still feel that there's something we need to be aware of here, that we hear this over and over again. You know, I mean, we're having in Fukushima this whole example of corporations harming the earth and harming the environment and harming people and harming animals because they don't want to spend the money to put in safety in place. And we see the same thing in the Gulf. We've seen the same thing in animal agriculture, in the pharmaceutical industry. We see this everywhere. People being damaged, people being harmed, animals being hurt, and the environment being devastated because corporations want to save money. And to see the basic excuse that Veg News said was, well, we just don't have the money to pay for real vegan photography. But when people complained, then they said, oh, yeah, we have the money. Don't worry. We can do it.
Right. That's pretty
insane.
It's
a matter of priorities.
We're yeah. running low on time. So and that is true. So then they put out a second apology. You know, we screwed up and we're here for the vegan movement. But I'd like to demand that they make that apology. We screwed up and apologize to Supreme Master Qinghai and Loving Hut. Well, we're just about out of time. So I just would ask people to go to the worldpeacediet.org website and follow you there.
I am a vegan.
Looking for a realtor with the ethics of a vegan and nearly 3 decades experience in Bay Area real estate? Meet Judith Brooks, REMAX Pioneer.
Thanks, Bob. I've been a vegan for almost as long as I've been a real estate broker. I got my license in 1983, and I've been a vegan for about 20 years, which is the best decision I ever made for myself and my family. It has done wonders improving my health. And now I'm proud to say I have 3 healthy vegan grandchildren.
Judith, in your profession as a realtor, you actually practice what you teach.
There are some great opportunities for people, and my motto is selling dreams, not just houses. So I love to work with people, but these are challenging economic times for others who are vulnerable to disreputable people with scams and schemes. I just want everyone to know I'm here to help.
Call Judith Brooks, REMAX Pioneer, 888-258-6854. That's 888-258-6854.
Vegans are number one at number two.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, your weekly animal apology, your radio animal apology. Yes, I'm here to apologize to the animals and say, I'm so sorry that people eat you and wear you and experiment on you and hunt you and torture you to perform. So, and you can help us apologize. Help us be more polite to the animals so we can apologize every week on the air, on the internet, and on iTunes. Can donate and support the show. We have to buy the airtime from the radio stations, and your donation is tax deductible. Make a check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California 94147, or donate online at goveganradio.org. And the song that you are hearing is Animal Apology from Rodline Getzik, the multi-talented singer, musician, actress, filmmaker, and activist. Perhaps you know her musical performances, vocalist with the Deftones, as on the Platinum album, White Pony, and she's worked with Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead. In fact, Grateful Dead Records produced her as the first solo artist outside of the Grateful Dead. And featured guest vocalist for Tommy Lee of Motley Crue and Stephen Perkins of Jane's Addiction, and she's open for such bands as Cottonmouth Kings and No Doubt and Rat Dog and Phil Lesh, and on and on it goes. Hot Tuna and Mickey Hart, and formed her own band with superstars rotating called Getzik. And she's also developed animation TV series, did her own radio show, wrote a screenplay, and acted in the indie psychological thriller film The Bunny Game. And what a vast talent indeed, an impressive history of creativity. But none of that gets you on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, unless, of course, you're vegan. And Rodline Getzik is, and welcome to the show, Rodline. How are you?
Wow, thanks, Bob. I'm great.
Yeah, terrific. Well, happy to have you with us here today. And it looks like your activism carries over to the music. I love that song, Animal Apology, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to say one thing about the intro. You mentioned that I worked with Bob Weir, and the Grateful Dead Records did want to produce me as their first solo artist. This was some years ago, but their mother company, Arista, decided that I wasn't commercial enough, and so they decided not to produce the record.
Okay, well, I'm not playing any more Arista records on this show. In my career as a program director, I did play many. I made that company what it is today, and look at what they do to my vegan friends here. So, what's been, well, I know actually you've been a little out of action right now for a bit, but what creative projects do you have going and at the moment?
Well, The Bunny Game is out and about. I mean, we've showed it at a film festival, and it's just starting to come out. It's a very, very, very scary, dark film called The Bunny Game. Mm-hmm. And so that's exciting. And I also have done some work recently with Louis Teague, who is a director, and his show is a comedy show, and it's called Charlotta TS.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be a internet show or something like that. Like, it's going to be on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But it's like a kind of a a comedy a documentary about, but it's not really, what do you call it when it's not a documentary? It's a mockumentary.
Oh, a mockumentary.
About a transsexual or something, and I'm her girlfriend's ex-girlfriend in the film. So, and that was a really fun project, and I have some more coming up, filming
and,
this summer.
Yeah. Musically?
Musically, I'm always creating music, and I put a lot of it up on the internet just for free download. If you go to my website, www.getzik.com, it's G-E-T-S-I-C, they're like free MP3s, and then also on my Phonetography which is like my everyday blog, I always put up music up there and lots of photographs and some videos sometimes. But so I'm constantly blogging.
Mm-hmm. You've been on a lot of big-selling records and with a lot of big-name performers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've had some really awesome opportunities, and I'm always excited for more, you know.
Sure.
I've been talking to people about starting a different band, some different band ideas. But right now I'm really just doing a lot of recording here just at home by myself. I'm just healing right now from I had an accident last year that kind of put me it was a brain injury and a spinal cord injury.
Wow.
So I've been really recovering from that. So
But
I am making good progress. I'm seeing a lot of holistic doctors, like 6 days a week. You know, just, mm-hmm. I'm eating really good, you know, vegan.
Mm-hmm.
I love my flax seeds. Ground up flax seeds can just do such wonders. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
The omegas, getting those omegas.
Yeah.
So you're quite the activist also. What causes interest you?
Oh, people. Mm-hmm. People are my cause. I mean, animals. I love animals too, and just all creatures and life, and just what's right. You know, I mean, I write a lot, so, and I often post on, you know, the internet what I'm writing, like on my website and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm always feeling with what's going on in the earth, you know, with the oil spill that just happened almost 1 year ago. You know, that was just so tragic for so many animals and people. You know, people are still dying, not just from the explosion killing 10 people, but...
And they're still granting more licenses, more permits to drill in the Gulf. We don't learn our lesson.
I know, and it just boggles a person's mind like ours, because mm-hmm. it's just all the war and like going into Libya, and just, you know, I care about people, I care about animals, I care about life, but it's like. War and hurting the earth, there's no reason for that. There's no reason for force. And America needs to focus on America and rebuilding our own nation right now, not going and involving ourselves in other people's wars.
Well, you're right. There's one reason, and of course that's money. A second reason, greed. Well, maybe one and the same, right?
Oh, you're so right.
I mean, what else could it be? I mean, sane people, are
really
for peace.
At all.
You know? Yeah. So,
yeah.
What, and how did you get interested in animals and love for animals and being vegan?
I just took a drink of water.
We could tell the sound, either that or it was a good sound effect you played.
Oh, no, it was real. It's San Pellegrino. Vegan, let's see, I was born with the inclination to be vegetarian, vegan. I, even as an infant, and when my mom started feeding me, she mostly fed me vegetables. And then as I got older, like, I really just didn't want to eat the meat at all. And, I cried on fish feed night. I remember I would cry, but because my parents, you know, they didn't quite understand. And so I battled with it for a while, but when I was 15, I really became vegetarian. And I went into veganism at 19 and had gone in and out of it for a few years there in my 20s. And, I'm 36 now, and I've been vegan for 4 years solid this time, but vegetarian since I was 19, so, I mean 15, so that's most of my life now.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to get people also to move from the word vegetarian sometimes. I mean, is just we need people to get to go vegan and examine all the reasons that they were becoming vegetarian, because if it's for the animals or the environment or health, you have to really be the pure vegetarian, which is vegan, you know. So.
Oh, yes. I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, of course. I mean, a lot of people are vegetarian thinking that no one gets hurt, you know, drinking milk, you know, but they don't realize that first the cow has to be raped, and it's not my word, it's the dairy industry that calls it a rape rack.
You know,
it's a rape rack that inseminates the cow. Yes, and then after the baby is born, he is kidnapped. So we go from rape to kidnapping, baby crying for mommy, while people
sad.
Are drinking his milk, and he becomes veal, and she becomes a McDonald's burger when she can no longer give milk. That's I didn't want to ruin your day like this. I know. Well, that's vegetarian. I mean, it's forward thinking, but it's not the action that needs to be taken. People continue to eat eggs, you know, but every male chick is ground up alive, and she's debeaked and she's killed too. So vegetarians, let's be the real vegetarian and vegan, like Radleen, you have been for the last 4 years now. Yes.
Yeah, and I really honestly, to tell you the truth, like, being vegan, I just, like, it just gets better and better. I'm getting more and more of a purist, too, like, just with everything, you know. But in the beginning, I was, I ate sugar. I still ate sugar, and I still ate gluten, and
non-organic things. In terms of sugar, people should know if they use a brand like C&H sugar or refined sugar, often that's filtered through cow bone, so it doesn't even really qualify
as
being vegan.
Yeah, exactly. And if you don't get kosher maple syrup, your syrup might be put through pork whatever on the sides of the jugs, or pork for flavor or something if it's not kosher.
I don't know. It's contaminate whatever you can. Use animal parts and contaminate anything, you know.
What I do is I buy everything from a local as possible at the co-op, you know, and I buy everything organic, and I don't buy anything processed ever. Like, not even, I mean, unfortunately, there's, like, the canola oil I'm really frightened of, and I still haven't, I just don't want it in my food. You know, I just want pure things. I'll make my own cheese from almonds, you know?
You have a blog on your website, a blog at getsick.com, getsic.com, that also includes vegan recipes if you find where it says elsewhere, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on getsick.com. Yeah, you get it elsewhere. And even on my photography, I'll often take photographs of my food, you know, and list the ingredients or the recipe or whatever, and I'm just, like, constantly blogging about what I'm eating or what I'm doing. But I do feel, like, so good being vegan, and being, and my body just feels happy. And, like, you know, and I'm really healing miraculously from this really big injury that I had last year, the slip and fall, where I landed on my head with my legs up on the wall. And it was a big injury, but I really feel like eating healthy like I do has really helped build my strength up quicker. I mean, the doctors are really impressed.
Well, that's great. We have about half a minute before the break, and then we can continue for a few minutes. But you've written a special song for the occasion, I believe.
You mean Wrong Hunger?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. The one I sent to you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And you wrote that for what reason?
For what reason? I was, when I wrote it, I was really thinking a lot about the cattle industry.
Okay, wait, we'll hear the song coming up after the break. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
They've gone and taken us away.
I'm vegan.
Pain.
Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A special treat, no meat in San Jose. It's Vegetarian House Organic Vegan Restaurant, 520 East Santa Clara Street, downtown San Jose. Vegetarian House, a world-class dining experience since 1994, featuring fine cuisine from around the world. Vietnam, China, Thailand, India, Europe, the Middle East, and the Americas. Made from local organic GMO-free ingredients. Sauces, bean curd, and noodles made in-house. Powered by rooftop solar panels, Vegetarian House, concerned with the environment, compassion for animals, and your health, offers to-go packaging that's biodegradable and compostable. See the extensive menu at vegetarianhouse.us, including appetizers, soup, salad, sandwiches, dazzling desserts, organic fruit and vegetable juices. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street, San Jose. Catering available. Open for weekday lunch specials from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Dinner 5 to 9. Saturday and Sunday 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Call 408-292-3798. VegetarianHouse.us. As beautiful as ballet is, there is cruelty at its very soul. The sad secret? Most ballet slippers are made with animal skins, leather, and suede. It doesn't have to be that way. You or your children can dance cruelty-free with Cynthia King Vegan Ballet Slippers. Super soft canvas, non-slip, full sole or split sole, stretch drawstring. Cynthia King Vegan Ballet Slippers. Order online, just $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Visit CynthiaKingDance.com. Academy Award winner Natalie Portman ordered them. Emily Deschanel ordered them for her TV show Bones. Now you can too. Call 718-437-0101. 718-437-0101. Hear the Cynthia King interview at goveganradio.org. Click Listen to Past Shows, March 6th, 2011. CynthiaKingDance.com.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
All right, we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden with Rodlene Getzick, multi-talented singer, musician, actress, filmmaker, activist. And if you've missed any of our interview, programs are archived at goveganradio.org, where you find close to 400 archives of this radio program, archives, podcasts, and you can donate online. You know, every week we have to purchase the airtime. It's expensive. Free speech is expensive. The animals would gladly pay, but they can't afford it. Well, they pay with their lives. So you can help us out, goveganradio.org. And just before the break, we were talking to Rodlene Getzick, and that song I've played a number of times on the show, which I really like, is Animal Apology. But now there's another song, and it is called Wrong Hunger. Tell us about Wrong Hunger, Rodlene.
Yes, well, Wrong Hunger is it's a powerful song, and I wrote it a while ago, and I wrote it when I was thinking about the cattle industry, and I was just feeling angry, so it's got kind of that, it's got some spike, and I think that because of that, and because it's just been this song that's kind of been dormant, and it's ready to emerge, and I dedicate the song to you, Bob Linden.
Oh, how sweet. And it's, you know, Rodlene, you are like the sweetest vegan person, and then you have such an edge to your music sometimes and such an edge to your art, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe that it comes from, like, you're just the sweetest person, but you're a vegan who cares.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have a song dedicated to me, so we'll get to listen to it in a second. We have maybe another minute or so. If there's anything you wanted to talk about related to anything in the universe, let me know now, please, Rodlene Getzick.
I don't know. I think that you have a fabulous show, and I just am so honored to be here with you today. It's just, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. And visit Rodlene's website. It's Getzick, getsic.com, G-E-T-S-I-C.com. Oh, you blog about food also there, vegan food?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm always putting what I'm eating up on the web.
Okay, so let's check it out there, and we will check out this this great song. It's Wrongful Hunger from Rodlene Getzick on Go Vegan with Muffin. Wrong Hunger. And it is wrong. Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
What's that?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So, yeah, so this show will be on this weekend.
Cool.
And it's really cool. So I'm glad you could be with me today.
Okay, thanks so much. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Great, thanks, Rodlene. Take care.
Bye.
So much, Rodlene Getzick, for Wrong Hunger, a great song, and so wrong for the planet, too. Anyone celebrating Earth Day with meat and dairy, making it a Destroy the Earth Day, and we should know, Go Vegan with Bob Linden, called the greenest show on Green 960 by the program director of Green 960. Well, I want to thank you so much for listening to Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and thanks to Dennis Stovall for audio production, and you can befriend us on Facebook. You're looking for Bob Linden on Twitter, Go Vegan Radio, and advertise your vegan products. Email Bob at goveganradio.com, and yes, you can help pay for airtime. Free speech is expensive. Make a tax-deductible donation. Make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, it's goveganradio.org. Greetings, Bob Linden here with the Go Vegan Friday feature on Green 960. Don't miss Go Vegan with Bob Linden this Sunday at 3 p.m. It's Earth Day weekend, and do you really think you can be a meat-eating, milk-drinking environmentalist? That's as crazy as a vegan magazine, such as Veg News, using pictures of meat to illustrate meatless recipes. I'll tell you about it this Sunday at 3. As crazy as Glenn Beck going vegan. Apparently that's happening. I'm not sure we him. And, well, this Sunday at 3, what makes people think they have the right to kill little piggies to eat to celebrate the life of Jesus, who, being Jewish, would not have approved eating pigs? Listen, this Sunday my guest will be Dr. Will Tuttle, the author of the number one Amazon bestseller, The World Peace Diet, and the multi-talented musical performer, actress, filmmaker, Radlene Getzik, performing her vegan animal rights music. Broadcast of Go Vegan with Bob Linden made possible in the Bay Area by Vegetarian House, world-class organic vegan dining in downtown San Jose at 520 East Santa Clara Street, vegetarianhouse.us, and Loving Hut Vegan Restaurants, over 200 worldwide, the first one in North America in Milpitas, 516 Barber Lane in Palo Alto, 165 University Avenue. And there are three in San Francisco, one in San Jose, now in Elk Grove for the Loving Hut near you. Visit lovinghut.us. And you may have seen Dr. Tel Oren, speak at World Veg Weekend last year for the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, sfes.org. He is speaking around the Bay Area. I'll give you some contact information at the end, but you should know tomorrow it's 7 p.m. in Walnut Creek, the Anti-Aging Lifestyle, Scientific Principles for Youthful Appearance. And then Tuesday, 7 p.m. in Pleasanton, The Truth About Protein, Do We Really Need More? Wednesday, 6 p.m. in Santa Cruz, How Innocent Food Can Destroy Our Health. And on Thursday, 6:30 in Cupertino, Chocolate and Other Stimulants, Viagra and Sex. You can hear more about his lectures and how to attend. Contact Anna Coulter, 650-595-1779, 650-595-1779. The website, meetup.com/tableoflife. Looking for a realtor with the ethics of a vegan and 30 years Bay Area real estate experience? Contact Judith Brooks of REMAX. She teaches college-level real estate also. That's JBROOKS at REMAX.net. Be my friend on Facebook, Bob Linden. On Twitter, Go Vegan Radio. For archives and podcasts and to donate to support the show, please visit goveganradio.org.